弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们有再一次交通的机会。
Thanks the Lord for our gathering again today.
我们先有点祷告。
And let's have more prayer.
主，我们谢谢你，让我们一同能够相聚在你的脚前。
Lord, we thank you for gathering us before your feet.
我们谢谢你把你的同在赐给我们。
We thank you for being with us.
我们也谢谢你把你的圣经赐给我们。
And we thank you for giving us your word in the Bible.
我们来到你面前，也一同仰望你，在这样的时间、这样的机会里面向我们说话。
We look upon you at this time and at this chance to speak to us.
无论是说话的、翻译的、听话的，我们都一同等候在你的面前。
We await before you, no matter the one who speaks, translates, or listening.
只有你是我们的供应。
Only you are our provisions.
只有你知道我们的需要。
Only you understand what we need.
也只有你能够把我们带到你自己心满意足的地步。
And only you can guide us into the place that you like us to be.
我们把我们每一位都交托在你的手中。
We give every one of us to you.
我们本是属你的。
We belong to you.
我们也愿意把自己奉献在你的手中。
We are willing to offer ourselves into your hand.
让你在我们心中，在我们身上做你要做的工作。
So that you can work in our heart and do the work that you want.
求你向我们的心说话。
Please speak to our hearts.
仆人静听。
We servants are listening.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Christ Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们读几处的圣经。
And let's read a few scriptures.
先看罗马书第六章。
Book of Romans chapter 6.
这是我们一段时间一直读过的。
This is a scripture that we have been reading for a while.
我们从十二节读到第十九节。
From verse 12 to verse 19.
所以不要容罪在你们必死的身上作王，使你们顺从身子的私欲。
Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, so that you obey its evil desires.
也不要将你们的肢体献给罪，做不义的器具，倒要像从死里复活的人，将自己献给神，并将肢体做义的器具献给神。
Do not offer the part of your body to sin as instrument of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer the part of your body to Him as instrument of righteousness.
罪必不能做你们的主，因为你们不在律法之下，乃在恩典之下。
For sin shall not be your master, because you are under law, but you are not under law, but under grace.
这却怎么样呢？我们在恩典之下。不在律法之下，就可以犯罪吗？
What then shall we sin because we are not under law but under grace? By no means.
断乎不可。岂不晓得你们献上自己做奴仆，顺从谁就做谁的奴仆吗？或做罪的奴仆以至于死，或做顺命的奴仆以致成义。
Don't you know that when you offer yourselves to someone to obey him as slaves,You are slaves to the one who you obey, whether you are slaves to sin, which leads to death, or to obedience, which leads to righteousness.
感谢神，因为你们从前虽然做罪的奴仆，现今却从心里顺服了所传给你们道理的模范。
But thanks be to God that though you used to be slaves to sin, you wholeheartedly obeyed the form of teaching to which you were entrusted.
你们既从罪里得了释放，就做了义的奴仆。
You have been set free from sin and have become slaves to righteousness.
我因你们肉体的软弱，就照人的常话对你们说：你们从前怎样将肢体献给不洁不法做奴仆，以至于不法，现今也要照样将肢体献给义做奴仆，以至于成圣。
I put this in human terms because you are weak in your natural selves.Just as you used to offer the part of your body in slavery to impurity and to ever-increasing wickedness, so now offer them in slavery to righteousness, leading to holiness.
再看罗马书十二章第一节、第二节。
Let's turn to the book of Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
所以弟兄们， 我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意。
Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve with what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
再看十四章第一节。
Chapter 14, verse 1.
信心软弱的，你们要接纳，但不要辩论所疑惑的事。
Accept him whose faith is weak.Without passing judgment on disputable matters.
第七到第九节。
Verse 7-9.
我们没有一个人为自己活，也没有一个人为自己死。
For none of us lives to himself alone, and none of us die to himself alone.
我们若活着是为主而活，若死了是为主而死。所以我们或活或死，总是主的人。
If we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord.
因此，基督死了，又活了，为要做死人并活人的主。
For this very reason, Christ died and returned to life so that he might be the Lord of both the dead and the living.
再看十六节到十九节。
Verse 16-19.
不可叫你的善被人毁谤。
Do not allow what you consider good to be spoken of as evil.
因为神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平，并圣灵中的喜乐。
For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in Holy Spirit.
在这几样上服侍基督的，就为神所喜悦，又为人所称许。
Because anyone who serves Christ in this way is pleasing to God and approved by man.
所以我们务要追求和睦的事，与彼此建立德行的事。
Let us therefore make every effort to do what leads to peace and to mutual edification.
这个德行原文是没有的，彼此建立的事。
The original text is mutual edification.
十五章第一到第三节。
Chapter 15:1-3.
我们坚固的人应该担待。不坚固人的软弱，不求自己的喜悦。
We who are strong ought to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves.
我们个人务要叫灵舍喜悦，使他得益处，建立德行。这个德行也是没有的。
Each of us should please his neighbor for his good and to build him up. The original text is build him up.
这个益处是良善那个字。
And Good is meaning of kindness.
第三节，因为基督也不求自己的喜悦，如经上所记，辱骂你人的辱骂，都落在我身上。
Verse 3, for even Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the insult of those who insult you have fallen on me.
第七到十一节。
Verse 7-11.
所以你们要彼此接纳。如同基督接纳你们一样，使荣耀归于神。
Accept one another, then just as Christ accepts you, in order to bring praise to God.
我说，基督是为神真理做了受割礼人的知识，要证实所应许列祖的话。
For I tell you that Christ has become a servant of the Jews on behalf of God's truth to confirm the promise made to the patriarchs.
并叫外邦人因他的怜悯荣耀神，如经上所记。因此，我要在外邦中称谢你、称赞你、歌颂你的名。
So that the Gentiles may glorify God for His mercy, as it is written. Therefore, I will praise you among the Gentiles. I will sing hymns to your name.
又说，你们外邦人当与主的百姓一同欢乐。
Again, it says, "Rejoice, O Gentiles, with His people."
又说，外邦啊。你们当赞美主，万民啊，你们都当颂赞他。
And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and sing praises to him, all you peoples.
我们再看以弗所书第三章。
Book of Ephesians, chapter 3.
十八节到二十一节。
Verse 18 to 21.
能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深。
May have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ.
并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。
And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God.
神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足的成就一切超过我们所求所想的。
Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us.
但愿他在教会中，并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。阿们。
To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
我们一直一段时间来从罗马书看奉献的意义。
There is a period of time that we have been studying the book of Romans to understand consecrations.
我们本来就是属于主的。
We belong to the Lord in the beginning.
因为是我们被他重价所买赎回来。
Because we were redeemed by a great price from him.
不管我们奉献或不奉献，我们都是属他的。
Whether we offer ourselves to him or not, we belong to him.
这是一个基本的地位。
This is our basic status.
但是当我们愿意把自己奉献给主，
But when we are willing to offer ourselves to the Lord,
圣经所讲，我们是在神爱子的国度里面，这个国度的经历就可以经历到。
The Bible told us that we enter into the sonship of the kingdom, and we can enter into this kingdom.
主告诉我们，信耶稣的人有永生在他们里面。
And it also told us that the one who believes has this eternal life.
永生不是等到我们倒在地上，埋在土里面才开始。
The eternal life do not start from our death and being buried into the ground.
永生是在我们接受耶稣基督、信耶稣的那个时候开始。
Eternal life starts from the day that we accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior.
但是你怎么能尝到？
But how can you taste it?
你怎么知道你里面有生命？
How do you know that you have this life in you?
把你自己奉献给主。
You have to offer yourself.
顺着他生命的路走。
Walk according to his way.
我们就向世人宣告说，在我们里面有永生。
Then we declare to the worldly people that in us we have this eternal life.
不但如此，
Not only this.
每一个信主人出信主的时候，就像一个婴孩刚刚出生。
Everyone who believes in the Lord is like a newborn baby.
千万不要因为你信了耶稣，你突然之间你就已经是一个很成熟的人，不可能的事情。
Do not think that because you believe in the Jesus, then you become a mature adult.
这是需要逐渐成长。
You have to grow gradually.
除了奉献的人以外，
Except
那个生命在我们里面不可能长大。
Except those who are willing to offer completely, this life cannot grow.
所以我们要长到成熟，除非我们真的把自己奉献在主的手中。
So unless if we want to grow to mature, we have to offer completely.
不但是生命的成长，
Not only the life growth.
你要胜过一切主所允许让你面对的一切的人生的艰难。
You want to have the promise from Lord that He will help you with all the problems you encountered in your life.
如果你在这许多的艰难当中，你要经历主。
In all the sufferings of your life.You are going to meet the Lord.
你要对主有认识。
You have to know the Lord.
你要让主的得胜成为你的得胜。
You have to let Lord's victory become yours.
你需要奉献。
Then you have to offer.
不奉献的人很难尝到主。
A non-consecration person cannot taste this.
如果主吸引你，主的旨意在你心中逐渐成型。
If Lord attracted you and His will is growing in your heart.
你希望主的旨意不但在天上，也能在地上。
You will have this will not only letting His will to achieve in the heaven, but also achieve on the earth.
没有奉献的人免谈。
The one who do not offer will not have this, has this feeling.
千万不要有这种幻想。
Do not have this imagination.
神的旨意可以靠着我们自己的力量来完成。
God's will can be accomplished by our strength.
神的旨意我们起头根本就不知道。
We did not even know God's will.
我们想都没想过。
We did not even thought of it.
听都没听过。
Never hear of it.
怎么可能我们突然说啊，我现在会了。
How can you,
靠我的力量就能把神的旨意在地上能在天上。
How can you suddenly say that, oh, I understand God's will, and then His will in the heaven can accomplish through me on the earth?
没有奉献的人不可能在这有份。
Non-consecration person cannot be part of it.
教会的生活你怎么能过教会的生活？
How can you experience church life?
这个世界是分崩离析的世界。
This world is in chaos.
但是神的心意是把这些容易分门别类的人要把它聚在一起。
But God's will gather all these separated minds.
思想不同，性格不同，语言不同。
You have different mind, you have different language, different culture.
你要数不同，可以数千千百百的，千千万万的性质不同都可以数出来。
You can count thousands and thousands of differences.
那怎么样在这许多的不同里面又可以被召集成为一呢？
Then how can you get all these differences into one?
奉献。
Offering.
所以在罗马书十二章一开始讲到教会生活以前先讲奉献。
So in the book of Romans chapter 12, the beginning of it says, talk about sacrifices.
没有奉献的人，你虽然听说教会，但是你从来没有活在教会里面实际。
The one who never sacrificed, even though you hear of sacrifice in church, but you did not experience the life.
如果教会的生活是我们好像你去 mall 里面。
If a church life is like going to a mall.
你看这个商店，看那个商店，看那个商店。
You go from one shop to another shop.
你选择一个你自己喜欢去的。
And you choose the one that you like.
我相信我们都选的不一样。
Then I'm sure we will all enter into different shop.
教会的生活不是基督徒自己选择的。
But the church life is not by our choice.
是救我们的主，是我们的父神，他在他的旨意中所安排的。
Is the one who saved us arranged for us.
这一点我们需要里面很清楚。
We have to be clear in us about this.
否则你可能认为你在教会里面，但是你从来你都不知道什么是教会生活。
Otherwise, you might thought that you are in church, but you never experienced the church life.
因为有可能你是在教会里面，但是你根本没有奉献你自己，在神的手上。
You could have been in church, your body, but your life may not have sacrificed to the Lord.
天父所要带你进入的，你不想去。
What the Heavenly Father wants to let you bring you into, you do not want to enter.
天父不要你去的，你偏要去。
The Heavenly Father did not want you to go, but you went in.
所以到底你是顺服天父的旨意呢，还是顺服你的意思？
So did you obey the Heavenly Father or yourself?
没有奉献的人，没有办法真的经历到那个在天父旨意里面那个教会的那个实际。
The one who did not sacrifice cannot experience the will from the Heavenly Father, the will implied in church.
这也是我自己亲身经历。
And I have this experience myself.
我在信主以前是一个很会 shopping 的人。
Before I am a Christian, I go around shopping.
啊，尤其是我买衣服，我会 shopping.
Especially if I need clothes, I went on shopping.
我可以花一个下午，我只买一件衣服。
I can spend the whole afternoon for one clothes.
而且我一定是买到最便宜、品质最好、价钱最低的。
And then I'll choose the best brand at the best price.
你要比这个 shopping， 每个人都有他专长。
So if you want to compare shopping, everyone has their own technique.
所以，如果不是一个奉献的人， 你恐怕你只能活在你自己喜欢的程度。
So if you are not a sacrifice person, you may live in your own technique.
所以神照他的旨意把我们带到他的教会里面。
So according to God's will, God brought us into His church.
叫我们因为顺服他。
So that because of our obedience.
所以呢，我们就被带到基督的身体里面。
Then we can be part of Christ's body.
所以教会是基督的身体。
So church is part of the body of Christ.
这个不是像基督的身体，是基督的身体。
Not to be like Christ's body, but be part of Christ's body.
所以教会既然是基督的身体，所以教会应该把基督彰显出来。
So since Christ is the, since church is the body of Christ, church should reveal Christ.
所以教会的生活是让人看见，哦，原来主耶稣不但在天上，主耶稣也在地上，在他的教会里面。
So church life will reveal that not only Christ is in the heaven, but also on the earth.
教会生活第二个层面是要把神的国度显明出来。
Second level of church life is to reveal God's kingdom.
所以在罗马书十三章告诉我们，世界上人想尽办法的呢，虽然是有权柄有制度，但是呢，想尽办法去破坏或者不遵守。
So even if the people on the earth, they have all type of governing and authorities, but they try to destroy.
但神的儿女不是这样。
For the children of God is different.
因为新造的人是能够顺服神。
Because the newborn person can obey God.
因为顺服神的缘故，他也能顺服神所允许、神所安排的制度。
And because of the obedience to God, they are willing to obey the governing authorities imposed by God.
所以那些反对基督徒人，他如果真的认识神的心意，他根本没有理由可以反对。
So the one who persecutes the Christians, if they understand what the Christians obey, then they should not be persecuting Christians.
教会生活的第三个方面是彰显耶稣基督的见证。
The third aspect of the life of church is to reveal Jesus Christ.
那耶稣基督的见证可以从三个方面来彰显。
To reveal Jesus Christ's testimony has three aspects.
就是彰显神儿子的信心。
First is to reveal the Son of Christ, Son of God's faith. The faith of Son of God.
彰显第二个方面，彰显基督的能力。
And the second is to reveal his authority.
第三个方面是彰显基督的爱。
And the third is to reveal Christ's love.
所以如果是这个教会是在神面前正常的。
So if a church is normal in front of God.
神的儿女在地上生活不是靠自己而活。
God's children would not live by their own power on the earth.
是因神儿子的信心而活。
But they will live by God's son's faith.
神儿子的信心是什么？
And what is that faith?
神的儿子耶稣基督，神对他儿子，借着他儿子所做的，神有信心，他既然这样定规，他也这样做，他也一定完成。
Through the Son of God, God has accomplished the work and the faith. So this faith is talking about how God accomplished His will.
不晓得弟兄姊妹，你对主耶稣被钉在十字架哈这件事情，你有多大的信心
？I don't know, brothers and sisters, how much faith do you have about the Jesus Christ being nailed on the cross?
但是我从读主的话，从经历上，我发现神的信心，神儿子的信心。是在大的超过我们想象。
But from reading the scriptures, I can feel that the Son of God has this faith surpass everything.
他是神。
He is God.
他在宝座上。
He is on the throne.
他居然下来。
But he came down.
成为人。
Become man.
而且成为奴仆的样式。
And became a servant.
存心顺服。
Totally obey.
以至于死。
To the death.
且死在十字架上。
And also die on the cross.
谁愿意做这件事？
Who's willing to do it?
谁觉得这件事情宝贵？
Who feel that this is precious?
这后面有一个非常非常强大的信心。
There is this great, great faith behind him.
因为主耶稣说一句话。
Because Jesus Christ said,
当人子被举起来的时候，
When the Son of Man got lifted up,
我要吸引万人来归向我。
I am going to attract them, all the peoples to belong to me.
神做了。
God did it.
神也这样说了。
And he said it.
果然成就。
And it was accomplished.
既然我们不是就是在他这样的名下。
So now we become under his name.
而且他说不但是这个归向他。
Not only belong to him.
约翰福音三章十六节最初的
Book of John chapter 3 verse 16
神爱世人甚至将他的独生子赐给他们叫一切信他的不至灭亡反得永生
For God so loved the world that he gave his only one and only son that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life
因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。
For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him.
信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信神独生子的名。
Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already.Because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son.
光来到世间，世人因自己的行为是恶的，不爱光，倒爱黑暗，定他们的罪就是在此。
This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men loved darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil.
凡作恶的便恨光，并不来救光，恐怕他的行为受责备。
Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that his deed will be exposed.
但行真理的必来救光，要显明他所行的是靠神而行。
But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light so that it may be seen plainly that what he has done has been done through God.
所以主定了十字架。
The Lord was crucified on the cross.
相信他的人不但罪得赦免。
The one who believes in him got sin forgiven.
人生开始有了光明。
And the life become enlightened.
我们本来是充满黑暗的人生，现在变成光明的人生。
Our life was full of darkness, but now is full of light.
我们走的是败坏的路，现在走的是真理的路。
We are walking on the corrupted path, but now we are walking on the righteous path.
神有信心。
God has the faith.
神的儿子有信心。
God's son has the faith.
教会应当有信心。
The church should have the same faith.
如果我们是看我们自己。
If we are looking at ourselves.
如果我们只看我们所遇到的问题。
So if we only look at the problems we encountered.
我们毫无信心。
We have no faith.
但是如果我们真的是因神儿子的信心而活。
But if we truly live by the faith of Christ,
不是我们的信心,
是
神儿子的信心。
Not our faith, but Christ, the Son of God's faith.
我们相信神说要成就的必定成就。
We believe that what God wants to accomplish will accomplish.
所以信主的人需要学会信心的生活。
So for the believers, we have to know how to live the life of faith.
在我们再多讲一点，罗马书第一章告诉我们。
In the book of Romans, chapter 1,
第一章十七节这么说。
Book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 7.
有这么一句话，义人必因信得生。
Verse 17, the righteousness will live by faith.
这个生不是只是生出来的生，这个生是生活的生。
This live is not talking about being born, but how you live at your life.
所以义人是因着信心而生活。
So the righteous will live by faith.
所以因信以至于信。
And because of the faith, then you believe.
从一个信心的阶段，再进到另外一个信心的阶段。
From one stage of faith to the next stage of faith.
义人因信心而生活。
The righteous will live by faith.
或者说，义人因神儿子的信心而生活。
Or in another words, the righteous will live by the faith of the Son of God.
那如果我们真的是活在信心里面
，So if we truly live by faith,
会发生什么事情
？So what will happen?
圣经告诉我们，如果我们是有信心的，我们跟神的关系应该是通的。
The Bible told us if we have faith, we should have this direct connection to the God.
如果说我们是有信心的，我们对神的话是不打折扣的相信的。
And if we have truly the 100% faith on the God's word in the Bible,
不会对神的话选择性的接受。
We do not selectively believe in the world, in His word.
我们如果是有信心的，对圣灵在神儿子身上的工作，我们是百分之百接受。
And we 100% accept what the Holy Spirit has done on Christ Jesus.
我们如果是有信心的，会接受神儿子借着圣灵在我们身上的工作，我们会完全接受。
We will completely accept what Jesus Christ is willing to do on us through the Holy Spirit.
所以一个真正有信心的人，他是活在灵里面的人。
So the one who truly lives by faith is living in Holy Spirit.
才会有凭信心不凭眼见这种生活。
So that they can live by faith, not live by persons.
我完全看眼见，就不是凭信心。
If you live by what you see, then this is not faith.
那信心什么？是你里面的眼睛看见你外面眼睛所看不见的。
So what is faith? Faith is your inner eyes can see what your flesh eyes cannot see.
所以义人因信心而生活。
So the righteous will live by faith.
这样的义人他会看见什么？
So what will this righteous person see?
就着罗马书第一章告诉我。
And this is all written by the book of Romans chapter 1.
他会发现神喜悦，神不喜悦。
Then they can separate what God like and what God don't like.
他会发现什么是神不高兴、神会发怒的东西。
They will know what is the thing that God don't like and will cause him wrath.
他也能对创神和创造之物能够发现神的能力。
And then through the creatures, they can see the power of God.
不但发现神的能力，他也能发现神的性情。
Not only see the power of God, they can also see the nature of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们信主的这么段时间，你对神的性情认识是增加了，还是停留在一个阶段？
Brothers and sisters, after you believe in the Lord for this period of time, have you increased your knowledge about God's nature, or you stop at the same level?
你如果发现，如果你的生活方式只是凭眼见的话，你恐怕不但是停在一个阶段，还会往下走。
If you only live by what you see, not only you cannot increase the knowledge, but you might also decrease.
但是如果你真的是顺从圣灵在你里面的工作，
But if you truly obey what the Holy Spirit is working in you,
也许你读的书不够多。
Maybe you do not have too much intellectual knowledge.
也许你信主的年日不是那么长。
Maybe your believing time is not that long.
你会发现你对神的认识是跳跃式的，一直在进步。
But you can see that you jump to the next level really quick.
那一天我们弟兄就提了一句话，叫做螺旋性的上升。
Now our brother has shared a sentence. It's like a spiral going up quickly.
哎，是这样子，螺旋性的往上走。
It's like a helicopter rising quickly.
这个都是里面来的。
This is coming from inner.
而且如果你活在信心里面，
And if you live in faith,
你可能不感谢什么。
You might not give too much thanks.
你可能在该把赞美感谢归给主的时候不给他吗？
When you have to give thanks and praise to the Lord, are you dare not give?
恐怕只有活在自己里面的人没有办法给他。
Only if you are living by yourself.
所以如果活在信心里面的，他就愿意走在真理的路上。
So if you are willing to live by faith, you will be walking in the righteousness.
所以神怎么把他的真理能够见证出来？
So how can God reveal his testimony?
就是借着我们这些相信他。
It's through the people who believe in him, like us.
如果我们不愿意的话，你在世界上找不到其他的机会。
If we are not willing, then there is no other chance for God.
而且，神也借着神的儿女来告诉世人，神是有审判的。
So through the children of God, God also tells all the people that there is this judgment.
所以有信心的人，活在信心里面的人，自己里面知道神会不会审判。
So the one who lives in by faith will know whether the Lord will judge him or not.
所以不需要人家一直在那里逼我们。
We don't need to be pressured by others.
里面自己知道。
You know within yourself.
所以他说，如果我们是活在信心里面，真的活在信心里面的人，他要把里面那个责备赶快在主面前处理掉。
So if we truly live by faith, we will appear our own judgment to the Lord.
所以千万不要，我们里面也被神责备，但是我们却是再去论断或者再去批判那些跟从信心的人。
So if we are being rebuked in ourselves, then we should not judge others.
每一个人都要根据他的信心活在神面前。
Every one of us has to live by faith according to their level.
根据他愿意进入神儿子信心的度量的程度活在神面前。
According to the deepness that he is willing to enter.
所以教会是要神要建立一个团体的神儿子的信心。
So the church is to build up a collective faith from the God.
那我们彼此之间有这么大的不同。
But among us has so much differences.
神怎么建立这个信心呢？
How can God build up this faith?
有的人信心度量大，有的人信心度量小。
Some has great faith and some have little faith.
有人对这方面很有信心，有人对那方面很有信心。
Some has faith in this aspect and the others has faith in another aspect.
那神怎么建立神儿子的信心，那个团体的信心在教会里面成就呢？
So how can God build up this faith of Son of God?
神是智慧，神是非常有智慧。
God has wisdom.
神用接纳的方法。
He used acceptance as the way.
神让我们经历他的接纳。
God let us experience His acceptance.
因为我们原来是应该是不被悦纳。
Because we are not accepted originally.
但是我们居然能够被神接纳。
But now we are accepted by God.
我们本来是必死的。
We were in the death.
现在却活过来。
But now we live.
神怜悯我们。
God has mercy on us.
接纳我们。
Accepted us.
所以神也要我们去接纳神所接纳的人。
So God wants us to accept and receive the one that God is willing to receive.
所以我们需要学会彼此的接纳。
So we have to learn how to accept each other.
如果不会彼此的接纳，这个信心的功课就没有办法团体的成长起来。
If we are not willing to accept each other, then this lesson of building up the faith in one cannot be accomplished.
我批评他这里不行。
I judge this person.
他批评我这里不行。
And he judged me.
我论断他那里不好。
And I judged him wrong.
他论断我这里不像样。
And he also accused me of the wrong.
没有接纳。
There is no acceptance.
没有接纳。就没有信心进一步成长或者进一步经历的机会。
Without the acceptance, this faith cannot grow to the next stage.
所以你怎么知道没有接纳呢？
So how do you know there is no acceptance?
三件事情发生就知道没有接纳。
Three things happen, then you know there is no acceptance.
不断的辩论。
Non-stop arguing.
为所疑惑的事情还搞不清楚，但是拼命要辩。
Continue to dispute for something that you are not sure.
如果我们不是在神面前得到很清楚的神的带领，该放下应该放下。
If I am not clear that I have received this invitation from God, then I should leave my comment.
千万不要用属地的方法、属地的观念来做神的事情。
Do not work on God's matter with your own worldly method.
辩论所疑惑的事情，这表示没有接纳。
Arguing and conflicting.Shows there is no acceptance.
第二个没有接纳的现象就是轻看。
The second non-acceptance is look down on a person.
你也看不起我。
And you look down on me.
彼此看不起。
We look down on each other.
结果呢，就因为这样子，就拦阻了信心的生活在团体里面成为实际。
And because of this, then we cannot build up the faith of in our church life.
第三个现象。
And the third evidence.
论断
We judge.
论断在我们现在我们还没有到主宝座前的时候，我们现在还不是审判者，还不到我们论断的时候。
Before we get to the throne in front of the Lord, It's not the time for us to judge.
所以如果我们有这样的现象，我们需要主帮助我们悔改在他的面前。
So if we have these in us, then we have to ask the Lord to help us to turn away.
把这些东西从我们身上赶出去。
To cast out all these things.
这些东西在我身上，就我就是那位妨碍这个团体信心成长的那个妨碍。
If these three things are in me, then I am the obstacle to avoid the living by faith in this collective church.
需要主帮助我脱离这个东西。
We need God to help us to cast this away.
需要我们以一个对的态度来看弟兄姊妹。
We have to have a right attitude to look at brothers and sisters.
圣经告诉我们说，神已经收纳他了。
The Bible told us that God has already accepted him.
主既然已经收纳他的，我有什么理由不接纳他
？If God has already accepted him, then who am I to reject him?
主都用宝血为他把他买赎回来的，我还有什么东西？还有什么好去论断他
？God has already redeemed with his precious blood. Then how can I reject him?
我们需要很清楚地认定这一点，神是不是已经收纳他了
？We have to be truly clear whether God has accepted him.
神接纳他了，神看他为宝贵，那我们为什么要看他不行呢
？God has accepted and precious him. Then how can we look down on him?
需要主帮助我们。
We need God's help.
我们需要，所以我们要为人受尽，我们就是要知道说他是不是真的是被神收纳。
We want to baptize the believers. This is to prove whether this is the person accepted by God.
如果他没有，我们就不需要帮他做这件事。
If he has not been accepted, then we do not need to baptize the person.
如果神已经接纳他的，我有什么不能接纳他
？If God has already accepted him, then why can I not accept him?
这就是当初彼得到外邦人当中去，结果圣灵浇灌在哥尼流一家，神已经收纳他了，彼得还有什么好讲的呢？
This is just like in the beginning when Peter went out to Corinthians and the Holy Spirit came down into the family of Corinthians.Then Peter has no say of not accepting this family.
如果我们关心耶稣基督的见证
，If we care about Christ's testimony，
如果我们希望神儿子的信心在我们当中团体的方面能够显出来
，If we care that this God's faith can reveal through church，
接纳的功课你没有办法逃避的。
The lesson of acceptance cannot be avoided.
不管他是你天然喜欢不喜欢的，但是你没有办法逃避。
Whether your nature person like it or not, you cannot escape from it.
第二个，要看弟兄姊妹是主的仆人。
Secondly, we have to see brothers and sisters as servants of God.
主把我们买回来，我每一个人都成为他的仆人。
Lord redeem us, each one of us is a servant of Him.
不是你有特殊的服侍，你才是神的仆人。
Not because you have the services in church, then you are the servant of God.
我们是君尊的祭司，圣洁的国度。
We are the precious priest and a holy nation.
每一个都是神的仆人。
Every person is the servant of God.
但是我们却恐怕不这样的看法。
But we do not see it ourselves.
我事情多做一点，我就觉得我才是神的仆人。
If I do more work in church, then I become the servant of God.
你少参与一点，你是客人。
If you do not join as much as I do, then you are just a guest.
不是。
Not like this.
都是神的仆人。
We are all servants of God.
因为他是神的仆人，所以他是属于主的。
Because he is servant of God, he belongs to God.
那既然他是属于主的，只要他向主还敞开，还给主有机会，主就能建立他。
As long as he belongs to God and opens himself to God, then God can build him up.
保罗深深体会这件事情。
Paul has this experience.
所以告诉我们说，主可以使他站立。
So he said that Lord has made him stand.
现在在我们的眼光看起来，哎呀，这个弟兄这个姊妹，好像这个摇摇摆摆的，很困难。
Sometimes we can look at brothers and sisters and feel that they are still wandering around. We are not judging them. It's not for us to look down on them. But to call us to seriously pray for them. Because Lord is their Lord. The Lord can call them to stand firm.
基督是做死人并活人的主，是他做主人。
And also Christ is the Lord for the dead and the living.
这就是主在那里掌权。
Lord is in reign.
不管我们对他是很有心或者不是这么有心。
Whether we have this wholeheartedly to him or not.
主做主,
Lord is the Lord. Will not be changed.
主在我们身上工作。
Lord work in us.
要帮助我们怎样为他而活
To help us to live for him
这个为他而活呢 是不但是活着为他而活 就是连去世的时候都能为他而去世
To live for him not just living for him while we are alive but also die for him
因为他是死人并活人的主
Because he is the Lord for the death and the living
因为他是基督是死人并活人的主
Because Christ is the Lord for the death and the living.
我们要鼓励弟兄姊妹真的去跟这位主有活的交通。
We have to encourage brothers and sisters to have this relationship with this living God.
我们也给弟兄姊妹有机会去让他亲身的经历到主就是那位坐宝座的主，主也在我们生命中做主。
We have to allow brothers and sisters to understand that the Lord is sitting in the throne and also the God for you in your life.
千万不要用人的力量代替主做主。
Do not use man's power to replace God.
有时候我们太聪明，太有能力。
Sometimes we are too wise, intelligent, and with power.
我们替主做主。
And then we work God's work.
替主做主的结果就是我们在一起的弟兄姊妹。
Then the end result is the brothers and sisters do not understand God's power. Everyone has to meet God personally. To use this reverence,
可以教吗?
We can be taught.
你可以把人吓得敬畏了,
you can scare people to a reverence.
但是跟这一个人，他如果是亲自遇见主，那个敬畏是完全不同的。
But it will be totally different if this person has met God personally.
他真正的遇见了主，他就愿意让主真的在他一切上做主。
When he truly met Lord, then he will allow God be his true Lord in his life on in every aspect.
我们还需要看清楚一件事情。
We also need to be clear in another point.
我们每一个人都要站在神的台前。
We have to, each one of us has to stand in front of Lord. And this is talking about when Lord returns, then we have to stand on the stage in front of Him. But for the one who lives in, by faith, today you are living in front of the Lord.
今天站在神的台前，如果今天我有点让主不喜悦，我今天就赶快在主面前该认罪、该悔改、该求主赦免。
When you know that you are standing in front of the Lord today, then you know when you are unpleased to the Lord, you will confess, you will repent, and you will praise the Lord.
今天我们站在神坛前的人，我相信他不敢论断弟兄姊妹。
Today, I truly believe if the brothers and sisters are standing in front of the Lord, you would not judge anyone.
恐怕我们是没有活在神的台前。
I'm afraid that because we are not in front, living in front of the Lord, so our mouth can talk without any restraint.
没有神的光,
we have no light from God, but only light from man.
没有神的带领,
no guidance from God, but only a man's judgment. But if you are standing in front of God,
你站在神面前，你重新看每一位弟兄姊妹， 完全不一样。
In front of God, and you look at all the brothers and sisters again, you will have different view.
特别是让你觉得相处特别困难的弟兄姊妹， 因为你在神的面前，你也觉得知道怎么样去接纳他。
Especially to the brothers and sisters that you feel difficult to deal with, then because God, you now you know how to be with them.
所以我们需要真的知道神已经收纳了每一个弟兄姊妹。
So we have to understand that God has accepted each one of us.
真的知道主可以使他站立。
And truly understand that Lord can make him stand.
如果他正在一个学习的过程当中，你千万不要踢他一脚。
If he is in the lessons during the lessons, you should not kick him.
如果你是有属灵的特别的看见的话，你应该是在暗中为他祷告，好好的在主面前帮助他。
If you have a special view from the Holy Spirit, then you should pray for him in the back.
绝对不能有一种幸灾乐祸的想法。
You cannot be.Mocking because of his trouble.
主做我的主，主也要做我的弟兄姊妹的主。
Lord is my Lord, and He is the Lord for my brother as well.
另外，要建立这个信心，这个教会生活需要注意一些事情。
And to build this faith, the church life has to pay attention to a few points.
第一个要注意的是，不给弟兄放下绊脚。别人之物。
First is not to put any obstacle or be stumbling blocks to the brothers.
这里不是只讲说一些的事情，一些东西。
Not just talking about objects.
不要让我这个人成为使人跌倒的那个人。
Do not let me, this person, be the stumbling block for others.
在旧约，这一个以利的两个儿子。就是使以色列人跌倒的人。
In the Old Testament, we see that the two sons of Eli are the stumbling blocks for the Israelites.
他们使以色列人觉得去给耶和华献祭，觉得很为难，觉得很不想去。
They caused the Israelite people to doubt about their offerings, to not willing to go to offer burnt offerings.
使耶和华的殿逐渐荒凉了。
So that the Lord, the Jehovah's temple becomes desert.
是神的儿女在跟随主上面变成没有路了。
To block the way for the people who want to follow Jehovah.
我们每一个人都可能成为别人绊跌的那个绊跌的原因。
Each one of us can be the stumbling block like this.
但是我们要有这个心智。
But we have to have this will.
我不愿意，我也不想。我也不做给弟兄绊倒的那个事情。
That I am not willing, I will not, and I cannot be the stumbling block to other brothers.
所以我们的舌头要受多少的管制。
So our tongue has to be restricted.
千万不要觉得我说下去无所谓。
Do not feel that whatever you say is easy going.
说者无心，听者有意。
The one who speak may not have that intention, but the one who listen might interpret it wrong.
千万不要成为使人绊跌的人。
Do not be the stumbling block.
如果我们使神的家荒凉，这在神面前是大罪。
If we cause God's house to be deserted, this is a great sin of us.
如果我们使神的儿女不愿意侍奉，这是大罪。
If we cause brothers and sisters not willing to serve, this is a great sin.
我们使愿意本来很愿意来向着主去的，结果远离了主，软弱了。
We cause the brothers and sisters who are willing to come before the Lord steer away. This is our loss.
另外，第二面。
The second aspect.
服侍基督就是服侍神的国。
Serving Christ is serving God's kingdom.
所以神的国不在乎吃喝。
God's kingdom do not depend on what you eat and drink.
当然不是说不吃不喝了。
But we are not talking about not to eat and drink.
你可以吃可以喝，但是嘛，这不是重点。
You can eat and drink, but that's not your main point of life.
神的国不在乎吃喝，在乎公义、和平，并圣灵中的喜乐。
The kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
他说，在这几样上服侍基督的，就为神所喜悦。为人所称许。
Because anyone who serves Christ in this way is pleasing to God and approved by man.
所以到底我们要怎么服侍主？
So how should we serve God?
我们怎么样服侍弟兄姊妹是信心上能建立？
So how do we serve brothers and sisters so that everyone can increase in their faith?
若我们真是有信心的人，我们就愿意持续地走在公义的路上。
If we are truly with faith, we will continuously walk in righteousness.
不愿意让不义在我们身上来玷污我们。
We do not want unrighteousness to defile us.
所以这是很实际的。
This is practical.
而且真正有基督的义在他身上，这个人良心是刚强的。
The one who has got righteousness in him, his conscience is strong.
他来到主面前是坦然无惧的。
He is blameless to come before the God.
他跟主的交通是不会没有遮蔽、没有障碍的。
The fellowship of God has no obstacle.
所以，我们怎么样服侍
？So how do we serve?
我们要让神的义在我们身上成为实际。
We have to let God's righteousness to become true in us.
我们过神所看为对的生活。
We live the life that God sees as right.
不要只从我们自己的眼光。
Not from our own view.
需要从神的眼光。
But from the view of God.
和平。
Peace.
或者说是和睦。
Or harmony.
一面讲的是我们跟神的关系。
One is talking about the relationship with God.
一面讲的是我们跟弟兄姊妹的关系。
Another aspect is the relationship with brothers and sisters.
如果我们跟神的关系没有障碍。
If we have no obstacle with God.
我们跟弟兄姊妹的关系也不会有障碍。
Then there will be no obstacle between us and brothers and sisters.
如果我们跟神的关系有障碍。
If there is obstacle in between us and God.
我们跟弟兄姊妹的关系不知不觉就产生困难。
Then the relationship between us and brothers and sisters will gradually have problem.
如果我暗中有很多的罪没有对付。
If in the hidden way, I have a lot of sins that I did not deal with.
我常常暗中在那里做得罪神的事情。
Hiddenly, I do a lot of sinful.
虽然我穿得光鲜亮丽，看起来又像样的样子。
Even I dressed properly.
但是到弟兄姊妹当中，我里面充满了黑暗。
But in brothers and sisters, I am full of darkness.
当弟兄姊妹在那里赞美，在那里诉说光明的事情的时候，我里面充满了控告。
When brothers and sisters are praising and being thankful, I have so much accusation in myself.
我若谦卑一点，我就跟你去悔改。
If I humble myself, then I'll repent.
我若骄傲一点，我就跟你对骂。
If I'm proud of myself, then I'm going to have conflicts with you.
怎么可能会和睦？
Then how can there be any peace?
和睦的来源是从神那里来的。
The peace came from God.
先跟神有个和平的关系。
First have a peace relationship with God.
先回到神面前。
Come before God first.
如果你真的能够，你所做的每一件事情在神面前都能够让神满意。
If whatever you do is satisfied by God.
就是你遇到抵挡你怕你的，不抵挡你，给你为难，你也不用害怕。
Even if you met someone who opposed you, you should not be afraid.
神使你刚强。
God strengthen you.
圣灵中的喜乐。
And give you the joy in Holy Spirit.
谁跟随圣灵的人，被圣灵充满，就很容易得到。
So the one who is filled by Holy Spirit will easily receive these.
所以这是宝贵的。
This is precious.
那。在罗马书十四章里还有一句话说，你如果有信心，你就当在神面前守着。
In the book of Romans it says, so whatever you believe about these things, keep between yourself and God.
照着你现在信心的阶段，就活在那个层次，再往前去。
Live in the place, the stage that you have faith with God, and then go forward.
我们应该在神面前安静一下，看看我在神面前到底有多大的信心。
We have to calm ourselves in front of God and to see how much faith we have.
到底神儿子的信心在我里面有多少的成分，多少的程度。
How much percentage that God's son's faith is actually inside myself.
我们在主面前好好的安静，在主面前这样看自己就不会看错了。
Meditate ourselves in front of God quietly so that we would not have the wrong view.
所以如果我看到弟兄姊妹这信心在主面前，神儿子的信心在身上比我身上大，我应该在主面前谦卑，让主把我提升起来。
So if I see a brother who has a greater faith of God, in him than me, then I have to humble myself.
其实弟兄姊妹是在等我。
And actually, brothers and sisters are waiting for me.
等我真的活在信心里面。
Waiting for me to truly live in by faith.
等我真的跟神跟圣灵有融洽的关系。
Waiting for me to have this peaceful relationship with the Holy Spirit.
我不能用心态说，我就是不想跟你一样。
I cannot have an attitude that I don't want to be like you.
但是 以弗所书第四章说什么？等主在等什么？
But in the book of Ephesians chapter 4, what does it say?
讲到这个教会成熟。
What is God waiting for? He's waiting for the church to mature.
主在等众圣徒在真道上同归于一。
God is waiting for all the saints to come in one body.
No, one faith.
To come in one faith.
众圣徒在信心上同归一,
All the saints come in one faith.
主在整个的神儿子的信心团体的在教会里面出现。
God is waiting for that one collective faith.
如果我就是故意不要,
If I intentionally reject it,
那可能在主首先成就的时候, 我就落后。
So when God accomplished, and then I'm left behind.
也许怎么样, 主在这里要成就的时候, 我变成
And maybe God wants to accomplish here, then it would not be, I would not be part of it.
你若有信心,
if you have faith,
就当在神面前守着,
then you have to keep in front of God.
学会听从圣灵在你里面信心的带领,
Learn to listen to the Holy Spirit's guidance.
只要我们愿意, 神会成就他所要成就,
As long as we are willing, God will accomplish.
我想我们有机会在时间再讲下面两个部分。
I don't have time to talk about the next two aspects.
如果主愿意的话, 我们下次再看。
But we, may God willing, then next time I'll continue to share.
我们一天祷告。
Let's have more prayer.
主，我们再一次把这些话交回到你的手中。
Lord, we put these words into your hand.
如果你看有可用的话, 求你给我们回头的亮光。
If these words can be used by you, please enlighten us.
照着你所喜悦的, 照着你旨意的, 来建立自己的教会。
According to your will, to build up the church.
让我们的信心生活是在一个被你称许的一个, 实际里面。
So that our life in this faith can be satisfied in you.
不但有个人的好的信心的光景,
Not just have individual good faith. But have this collective faith to reveal that all can be in one.
我们求你亲自做那人所不能做的工作。
We ask you to do what man hands cannot do.
愿你当得的荣耀敬拜的归给你自己。
May all the glory and praise to you.
谢谢。
Thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Christ Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.